In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the Epistle and Gospel read today provide us a pretty good summary of what we are to do to practice our Catholic faith. We are to visit the fatherless and widows in their tribulation, to keep ourselves unspotted from the world, and pray to the Father in Jesus' name. None of these ideas are new to us. Yet, when St. James speaks of visiting the widows and the orphans, he obviously is speaking about all the charitable acts that we ought to perform. All of the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. Feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, visiting the sick, burying the dead, teaching the ignorant, counseling the doubtful, and so on. The opportunities for doing good for our neighbors are just about limitless. Even in an affluent nation such as ours, there are many ways that we can help those around us. Often enough, it won't even cost any money, just a little bit of time and encouragement. St. James also speaks about keeping ourselves unspotted from the world. Here again, St. James is including a great many things in this brief phrase. Certainly, he means that we should keep away from all of those "you shall not" that we hear about in the commandments. But being unspotted implies a somewhat greater degree of perfection than merely avoiding the serious sins. It suggests that we should not be caught up in the things of the world. We have to make our way, of course, putting a roof over our heads and bread on the table. But the material things in our lives ought to be less important than the spiritual things. They ought to be a means to our salvation rather than an end in themselves. The Gospel speaks of prayer, and perhaps this element is the most important of the three. It is hard to imagine anyone doing a very good job of loving his neighbor if he has little or no love of God. Like, it's hard to imagine how anyone could be detached from worldly things if he's not attached to heavenly things. More specifically, the Gospel speaks of prayer in Jesus' name. If you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. Now, dear faithful, it should not surprise anyone that praying in Jesus' name excludes a lot of the things that we might ask for. Surely it excludes anything sinful and anything that would give us some advantage at another person's expense or embarrassment. Praying in Jesus' name excludes praying for the frivolous and vain things of the world. In fact, probably the best way to pray in the name of Jesus is simply to ask Jesus that we may humbly accept whatever he wills for us here on earth, in order that we may one day share his happiness in heaven. Prayer in Jesus' name ought not to be exclusively self-centered. Of course, we can and we should ask God for the things that will make our life on earth comfortable, and for the things that will bring us to salvation. But prayer must go much farther than that. It should always include adoration, telling God how good, how glorious He is. It should include thanksgiving for the favors He has already granted us and granted those we love. It should beg also forgiveness for the bad things we have done in our lives. And prayer ought to include those around us. We ought to pray for the physical and spiritual well-being of our friends, families, neighbors, but also of those in authority in the church and in the government. We ought to pray, in particular, for those who lack God's grace, either because they have never been exposed to the faith or because they have simply rejected it. And finally, our prayers should always include the dead, friends, relatives, families, and benefactors again, all the souls in purgatory, particularly those who have no one to pray for them. Who knows what souls languish in purgatory with no one on earth to remember them in prayer? So we have today this simple summary of what we must to do to practice our Catholic faith. Love of God and neighbor, detachment from the world, and above all, prayer. The collect of this Mass expresses it well. O God, from whom all good things do proceed, grant thy humble servants that by thy holy inspiration we may think those things that are right and be moved by the grace to do them. Dear Chloe, Simon, Nora, Ethan, Xavier, Jay, Mary, Benjamin, Agnes, Linus, Anna, Danny, Calvin, Mariano, Isabella, Ethan. A long time ago, Martha and Mary Madeleine received Jesus in their house as a guest. Today, Jesus is coming into the house of your soul. In the secret of your hearts, you have prepared this visit with a joy and a love like never before. To receive so great a guest as Jesus, how did you prepare? You have learned a lot about Jesus, his life, and his teaching. You know, and you are able to say your prayers. But how do you get ready just before receiving Jesus? That is that receiving Holy Communion takes place during the Mass. All of the things that we do at Mass prepare us. It is important to pay attention to all that goes on the altar. Your heart has to be full of love and desire for Jesus. Your behavior at Mass shows this deep love. We show Jesus our love and desire in church by our reverence in how we act. We genuflect with care. We make a sign of the cross with attention. We show respect for God's house by not running, chatting, or shooing. How fortunate we are at St. Patrick's because we have a communion rail. We can receive Jesus, we can receive Holy Communion kneeling, which is a sign of our respect for and adoration of Jesus. This is done out of reverence for the presence of Jesus in Holy Communion. When we receive the host, we are receiving not just a thing, but Jesus himself. After we have received Jesus, we go back to our seats. What should we do then? We do not talk to other people. We now talk to Jesus. In the Gospel, we read how Martha and Mary Madeleine welcomed Jesus into their house. You are more blessed, dear friends, because you receive him right into your own body and soul. What will you say to him? First of all, thank Jesus for coming to me in this special way. Praise and adore him. Tell Jesus how much you love him. With Jesus visiting you, talk to him about those for whom you pray. During this special time, your parents, your godparents, will help you to do this by encouraging you to be quiet and prayerful. Dear families, dear parents and friends, today you surround these children and you remember, we all remember the day of our first communion, those nice hours when everyone was happy with God. Our Mother of the Church holds you in its heart and says to you, families, I love you. Today, dear parents, the essential fight of the Church is around the family and the protection of human life. The family is indeed the cradle of love and of the Christian faith. If you place a little American child who is only a few months old in a Chinese family, he will learn to speak Chinese. If you place a child with devoted parents, with dedicated parents, the child will develop sanctity. Dear parents, your children are watching you. They are watching your marriage. They are watching the way you love each other, you forgive each other, and you deal with each other. Your family has a supernatural destiny. It's a school of Christian life. It reflects the love of Christ. It is made for prayer. It's a foretaste of the family in heaven. You Catholic parents are the craftsmen of the human and Catholic future. While society so often tells you, enrich yourself, it is better to prefer simplicity. While the world suggests doing things the easy way, it is better to prefer true and everlasting joy based on God. Dear parents, look at the clarity of the souls of these children. You see them receiving communion for the first time. After today, you will care for them with love at every Mass, so that every communion can be as beautiful as today. After Mass, when you will leave the church, dear first communicants, you will celebrate this day in your family. All what you will receive is just about Jesus. Dear parents, do not forget that your child today has become a little living tabernacle. Congratulations. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.